Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. This is going to be such a wonderful year. I have such good feelings about 2006. This is the year that everyone becomes prosperous. This is a year of prosperity. That's what my angels have been telling me, and it's just prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. So I am excited, I am thrilled, I'm so happy to have you join me this year on Angel Talk. And again, I'm Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and if you would like to check my website, it is theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and my 800 number, if you'd like to reach me directly, is 800-323-1790, and if you're outside of the United States, my number is 630-420-1334, and I'll give my numbers out again later on in the show. But today on Angel Talk, we're talking about creativity. And again, this is a chapter in the book, Angel First Aid, Rx for Success, which in the United States you can get by calling the 800 number or on the website. And international, you can get through Amazon.com. And here we go, creativity. So what are the angels that work with creativity? Number one is our archangel, and that's Gabriel. So we have Gabriel is the angel of communication and the arts and invention, and that's why he works with creativity. And then we have Alexander, who's the angel of invention, Barbara, who's the angel of fame, Blake, who's the angel of comfort, Christopher, who's the angel of opportunity. And that's interesting. How does opportunity work with creativity? That's kind of an interesting thought. But opportunity and creativity are like partners. They go together. And then we have Corey, who's the angel of career development. And that would be if you're thinking about having a career in a creative field. Don, are you there?
I'm here.
Can we take a quick break?
Sure.
Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid, Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net.
Welcome back. I needed to get a little drink of water. I guess my angels were telling me something. When I start to cough, it's because they're telling me something is very important. And we were talking about Corey being the angel of career development. And my guess is, for some of you out there, that's very important. So let's talk about the affirmations today that go with creativity. And I think creativity is the foundation for all things that happen in life. We have to be creative. Otherwise, we would be drones, you know? None of us would be unique and different. So creativity is really important. And here we go. I have new, exciting ideas. Wow, isn't creativity part of ideas? It sure is. And I am artistic and creative. Everyone is artistic and creative. You may not think so because you may not think you're an artist and you may not think you that you're musical or artistic, but truly, in some way, you are. And creative, everyone is creative. Maybe you're just creating technical ideas. Maybe you're just creating ideas for a school or for children. But we're always creating. That's what life is all about. And then I have exceptional abilities. And again, each one of you, every listener out there, has exceptional abilities. And these abilities became evident before the age of 5. That's what we talk about in the Angel First Aid RX for Success book, how your capabilities and talents show up. Your uniqueness shows up before the age of 5. Each one listening is unique in their abilities. So your affirmation is, I have exceptional abilities. The next one is, I am using my special gifts. And if you're not using your special gifts, you're really missing the boat, because using your unique, your innate special gifts is what life is all about. You're not here to take up space. You're here to use your unique and special gifts. And identifying those gifts and using them is what the Angel First Aid RX for Success book is all about. How do you find your life's purpose and become successful? And when Archangel Michael was talking to me, he was saying that when people hit bumps in the road, when there's speed bumps in their life, it's because they're not using their special gifts. So all of you listening out there, find out what your special gifts are. If you need some help, call my 800 number, 800-323-1790, or out of the country, 630-420-1334. And let's get you started on using your special gifts and exceptional abilities. We have one more affirmation. I have many inborn talents, and each and every one of you has many inborn talents. So let's take a break now and just think, what are your inborn talents? You think about them for a second. Okay. The key words for this chapter are, and again, the chapter is creativity, so the key words are creativity, intention, think about that, intention, and focus. What is your focus? Is your focus to be creative, or is your focus just to make it through? Are you working on your creativity? 3 is in numerology is the number of creativity, and 3-3 is the highest spiritual number, the highest master number. So 3 has a lot to do with how things progress. Creativity, focus, intention. Those are our key words. Okay, let's move on to something else. Now, let's talk about the consultation from Bettina. So the angel of creativity is named Bettina. That's B-E-T-T-I-N-A. And let's talk about Bettina and creativity. The true essence of creativity is the distinctive expression of innovative ideas. Wow, if that isn't a sentence. The true expression of innovative ideas. Combining a person's unique talents with inspiration and insight enhances the potential for real success. I'll read that again. Combining a person's unique talents, and again, we talked about unique talents, with inspiration and insight enhances the potential for real success. And that's what we're looking for, real success. And that can be success in just about any field. It can be success in being creative. It can be success in being happy. It can be success in being distinctive. Or it can be financial success. Or it can be a combination of all of those. So potential for real success. Frequent utilization of creative and artistic abilities in all areas of one's life furthers personal development. So I'll read that one more time because that's an important sentence too. Frequent utilization of creative and artistic abilities in all areas of one's life furthers personal development. And I cannot impress upon you enough how thinking creative, being creative. And creativity does not necessarily mean the arts. It does not necessarily mean you sit down and do crafts and paint. Creativity means your thoughts are creative and you're constantly blending ideas, putting things together, and making them your way, making your life your way, what makes you feel right and what is right for you. Now, in the creativity chapter, we have dollar signs, and I love this. This is one of my favorite remedies. So the remedy is called dollar signs, and this is a remedy for fast cash. If you want to attract additional funds into your life, you use the symbols of money. So in the States, particularly when we have dollars, you take your finger and in front of you, you start drawing dollar signs. And you draw large dollar signs and smaller dollar signs and bigger dollar signs, and you just keep drawing dollar signs. And I know one man who wanted a motorcycle, and he used both his hands, and he just kept drawing dollar signs and got the money for his motorcycle. So draw those dollar signs. Draw those dollar signs. Okay. Let's go back again to the key words, because the key words are very important. Intention. What is your intention? What's your intention for 2006? Is it to just get along, or is your intention to make your life work? That's what Angel First Aid is all about, making your life work and getting it to work in such an expansive, loving, healthy, happy way that everything falls into place. What I say is be in the flow. Just be with the flow, be in the flow, and let things keep moving forward. Let things keep moving with you. And just, as I said, be in the flow. Okay, next remedy. The next remedy is picture of success. And that's where you imagine being successful. And you think of an animated painting. And in that painting, you put in there whatever it is that you want. So you are visualizing a painting, and you're going to put in there, if you're creative, then your artwork, if you're in business, telephones ringing, people making appointments, whatever it is that you use to generate income, that's going to go into your picture of success. So here we have to maximize profits. Capture all the angels' attention by mentally enlarging your masterpiece. So now you want to make it larger and larger. And if you frame it in the color of orange, which sounds kind of silly, but if you put an orange frame around it, you will be able to have more prosperity, because orange is the color that helps people manifest And so you will be telling the angels that you're ready to manifest whatever is inside your picture. So that remedy is called Picture of Success. And now we're going to go back to some angels that have to do with creativity. David is the angel of camaraderie. And certainly when you're in a creative project, you need camaraderie. Jacob is the angel of education. And education is significant and important in every phase of your life. Perry, who's the angel of music. And for those of you who are artistic and working with music and playing an instrument or singing, Perry is the angel that you want to talk to. Rachel is the angel of inspiration. And I can't talk enough about Rachel. Inspiration is the master of life. If you are not inspired, nothing happens. If you are inspired, everything happens. So the angel of inspiration is Rachel. Next angel, and the last one on our list of angel specialists for creativity, is Rita, the angel of writing. Okay, Don, yeah. You want to give us our call?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Don.
Hi, Don, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I was wondering if you could help me.
Sure, what would you like?
Well, I would like to start my own business pretty soon, and I'm worried about if I can or not, and I'm not the most creative person in the world.
Ah, well, you certainly called on the right day, because creativity is what we're talking about. So let me give you a couple of angels to talk to first.
Okay.
Okay, Archangel Gabriel will be able to help you.
Okay.
And you know, Barbara. Barbara is the angel of fame. And a little bit of fame would help you get going, because that would get your name.
A little bit of what?
Fame, F-A-M-E, fame.
Oh, okay.
Getting you famous would be fun and help you get your, reputation out there. So
yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, do you have any idea what you might like to start a business doing?
Well, I was leaning towards investing in real estate or... leaning towards investing in real estate.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. And that's a way that you can be creative, because you can, buy and sell and fix things
right up.
Do you like colors and working with anything like that? Creating, like, beautiful homes?
I like to invest and buy rental properties. I'm not really... I haven't touched upon that part of the creativity,
okay,
as far as colors and stuff like that.
Okay. Another aspect of creativity that I really feel is important for you is Rita, the angel of writing, because at some point you're going to write a book. And maybe that's where I was thinking about Barbara, the angel of fame. I really feel that you have something inside of you worth saying, and at any time, you should just sit down and start almost writing your memoirs. Write about yourself. Write about your life. Write about what you know. The first thing you do when you write is about something you know.
Yeah, that's true. But I figure I'm too young for that yet.
Well, you're never too young to start. Then
that's true.
You have a foundation.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you in your 20s?
No, I'm 40.
Okay. Well, I don't think you're too young to start then. I think that would be good. But in any event, that's what the angels are telling me, that it's a good time for you to start writing. Your real estate is going to work out for you, but it's going to take a little time and a little investigation, they're telling me. And then your life is going to turn around. I just see really good things happening for you. I also see a mate coming into your life, too.
When do you see that?
How soon?
Yeah, like tomorrow?
A little longer than that, but not too long. Maybe just a couple of months. They're telling me 2006 is a good year for you for love. So love and money, here it comes.
That's great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Anything else you can tell me tonight?
that you're just starting to, you're a late bloomer. You know, it's taken you a while to get yourself settled, and now things are going to start building for you, and you're going to be more prosperous and a lot more happy. How's that?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. You take care.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And now we're going to go to one of the questions. Can angels boost morale? Angels will utilize their communicative powers to further positive, uplifting interactions among people. That's kind of a tongue twister. But what does that mean? Angels will use their powers to help people interact with one another. And they do that all the time. They help me and they help the others around me all the time. Celestial beings inspire team efforts and reinforce the value of working together to accomplish goals. And I believe that. I've seen how many times the angels work as a team. And so when they work as a team, they want us to work as a team. And it doesn't mean that you always have to have the glory. You don't always have to be the one that's in charge or the one that gets the glory. Teamwork is helping each other and reinforcing and supporting one another. The last sentence is, the messengers, meaning the angels, foster productive, viable associations and promote cooperation. And certainly cooperation can't beat it. Okay, do we have another caller?
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
I'm hoping to get some guidance from my angels this evening.
Okay. And your name, please?
My name is Julia.
Julia. Okay. Well, what they're saying is education, education, education. Is there some area that you need to move on in?
Well, I'm basically trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. I went to school for design, and that didn't quite materialize like I'd hoped it would. And so I started taking some evening classes, doing computer, trying to update my my resume.
Okay.
So I just haven't quite been able to pinpoint like a direction to go in that would be best suited to me. So I was hoping they might have some guidance as far as what my exceptional abilities or special gifts are and how I can use those to move forward in my life.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, let me see here. I've never spoken to you before and given you your personal guardian angels, have I?
Yeah, I've spoken with you.
Oh, you have?
It's been a while, but yeah.
okay, because I wasn't sure. Well, the one I'm hearing for you today is Evelyn, the angel of manifesting. And basically, she attracts wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. And I think that education is what she was talking about. So that's okay. The angel that's coming to the forefront. What they're telling me is to stay with your creativity. Stay with what feels right. Sometimes you go off on what other people think you should be doing, and they're saying get back on track with what you feel really builds the fulfillment inside of you. Does this make sense?
Somewhat, but I feel like I'm sort of like lost touch with it or something. That's why I'm having a hard time really pinpointing a direction. It's like I feel like I've lost my center or something. My compass isn't pointing north anymore.
Can you give me some options as to what you might like to do, and maybe I can tune in a little more directly?
Well, I did like the design. That was fun. I like working with people and helping people. I've worked in an office capacity before. And I did enjoy that. I like organization and.
Well, and what are you doing now?
Looking for work.
Looking for work.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just ask the angels, particularly Evelyn, to help you find the right direction. Because when you were talking about working in an office, it didn't resonate with you that well. when you were talking about doing something with people, it resonated, you know, just really strong. And when you were talking about your design work, the colors and putting things together and making things move, you know, it's almost like you know how to make things flow. And that was really good. So something
okay.
with design, something with people. Have you thought of starting your own business?
Well, I had thought about it, and I actually, my first job in working with design, the lady had told me that she would help me, you know, kind of figure out what I want to be when I grow up, that, you know, she had her own business, and I was hoping to basically learn the ropes, you know, all the stuff that you don't learn in school and the real-world application. But she had some things come up, and so she didn't have need for my services. I was doing computer design, you know, at home on my computer using my programs, and I would just take her the finished product. But I had a difficult time finding work. It wasn't that I didn't want to do it. It just was, you know, I sent resumes to all the builders, all the designers, all the architects, and I just couldn't get work.
Okay.
So I thought maybe I made the wrong decision.
Well, let's
you know,
do this.
Because nothing was manifesting.
I think you're still in the right field. It just feels like you need more enthusiasm. So how about I am a mighty money magnet? How about if we...
I love that.
Yeah. Should we say it together with enthusiasm?
Sure.
I am a mighty money magnet.
I am a mighty money magnet.
There you go. There you
That's
go.
Great.
So think of yourself as a magnet bringing in money. Don't think of yourself as a weak one. Think of yourself as a strong one. How's that?
It sounds great. I love that.
Okay. And if you want to call me off air and set up a session with me where we can maybe delve more into specifics, did you get my 800 number? It's 800-323-1790.
323-1790. 1790.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll go more into specifics. How's that?
Okay.
But I'm glad you called.
Well, thank you. So am I.
Okay. You have a wonderful new year, because I do feel, by the way, here's my prediction, my angel's prediction, you will find what you want to do, and you're going to be a lot happier, and you're going to... My sense is that fulfillment that you've been looking for and hasn't been there is going to start coming through this year.
Oh, wow. Great.
Okay. Good luck
to you. Well,
thank
you for such an upbeat
okay,
session
thank
of reading.
You. Bye.
I don't know what it's called. So.
You don't know what?
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don?
Yes.
Should we take a break? And have Why don't we take that call and then
okay.
we'll take a break?
You got it.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Who
is
this?
This is Julie in Golden, Colorado.
Oh, great. Our last caller was named Julia.
I heard that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, so you're listening. That's
yes.
wonderful. Okay. And do you have a question on creativity?
Yeah. What kind of direction is career going to take for creativity with me? What are the angels saying?
I didn't get all that. What kind of direction?
Is my creativity going to show in work?
Oh, in work. Okay. I think your creativity shines all over you. You're always putting ideas together. You're always thinking. You're always trying to figure things out, and it feels to me like you're a troubleshooter. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that would be pretty much what I do.
Okay, and so you cannot be a troubleshooter without being creative, because you have to come up with a solution. So,
yeah.
My thoughts are you're very good at creating things. I also think you're a little bit artsy. Do you do anything like with crafts or sewing or just something like that?
Oh, occasional crocheting, knitting.
Okay, because it feels like... Well, the one thing I'm getting is that you don't have much time to do that stuff.
No, I used to make costumes.
Oh, that's fun.
Medieval costumes and stuff, so...
Oh, that's fun. Well, that's wonderful. Okay. So how is your creativity going to come into your work? It just feels like it's already there, and it's in a really, really big fashion.
Okay.
It's. Do you have any ideas on how other people can be creative?
Yeah, I've been trying to help some people restructure how we assign tasks and make better use of what we have to work with.
Okay. I'm going to let you talk for a couple more minutes while I take a drink.
Okay.
Okay, so well, how do you put your creativity together? How do you troubleshoot? What resources do you use?
Some of it's life experience, and a lot of it is kind of what comes to me intuitively.
Oh.
I trust my inner voice a lot.
That's
good. But there's
good.
A big piece that comes from just life experience.
Okay. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it feels like you're very intuitive. And you have a strong recognition. These are words from the angels. You have strong recognition of how things need to be done right. And
oh, that's good.
And when they're not done right, then it bothers you.
Yeah. Quite a bit, actually. The hard part is keeping,
degree, right?
Yeah, and the hard part is keeping my mouth shut when it's my boss that's doing the mistake.
Oh, okay, we won't go there.
No.
Well, let me give you the angel that wants to talk to you for this year, because I feel this year is going to be a magnificent, is the word they're using, magnificent year for you. You're going
hopefully
to,
in all areas.
Yeah.
Love, work, home.
Love.
Love.
Relationship.
Yeah.
It feels like a relationship is coming. It feels like your health is going to get stronger. I see either promotion at work or some kind of a raise or some kind of a change of responsibility for the better. I mean, it feels like every little part of your life is going to get better and more exciting and happier. So I'm happy for you.
Oh, great.
This is wonderful. And the angel that's there this year, your angel for this year, is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, the angel of happiness. Joy and contentment. Boy, couldn't you use a little more of that?
Oh, yeah.
And I also feel the cash is coming through, too. Like I said, I either see a raise or I see some additional funds.
Oh, great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Have a good year.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Don, should we take our little break now?
You got it.
Okay.
If you subscribe to the belief that the past is a harbinger of the future, then what I have to say may be of great interest to you. Sue Storm is one of America's foremost authorities on angelic communication. She is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, and prosperity consultant who has improved countless lives. You will be inspired when you hear how Sue came away from a near-death experience with the special ability to see, hear, and speak to angels. She has since dedicated her life to teaching thousands of people how to communicate with their angels to receive help and divine guidance. Sue is available to assist you in any of your endeavors. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call her for help. She will teach you angel first aid techniques that will enrich your life in ways you never thought possible. Invest in yourself. Make an angelic connection. Call Sue Storm at 630-420-1334. Again, 630-420-1334.
Hello. Caller, are you there? Well, we've got a caller on the line, so we're going to wait for our caller.
I'm here.
Oh, you are? Good. And your first name, please?
Marty.
Marty. Okay. And where are you calling from, Marty?
Chicago.
Chicago? Great. Uh-huh. You live in the suburbs or in the city?
In the city.
Right in the city. Okay. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
I love that city. So how can I help you? Do you have a question on creativity?
I do. I've been struggling with the imagery for my next painting, and I was wondering if the angels could help me with some insight of how to work that out.
Okay. What type of things do you paint?
Well, I've been painting butterflies, flowers, rainbows, stuff like that, and the next one could easily incorporate all that kind of stuff.
Ellie, I see a garden.
Garden?
A garden. I see a beautiful garden with, and then if you could put a butterfly here or there, you know.
Yeah.
But I just see rows of flowers and a beautiful garden.
Wow.
How does that sound?
That could work.
Okay.
It's funny that you would say that because when I started the series, I was thinking about having the paintings be an indoor garden.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, so you're right on with that one.
But the angels do.
How about that?
That's absolutely great. Okay. Would you like some angel names and an affirmation?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I feel like we need to give you some angel names. Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A. Katrina is the angel of prosperity.
Mm.
And then here's another one that's really prominent in your life right now. Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, Lucian.
Lucian,
and that's the angel of resources. And he works, with prosperity, too, prosperity, wealth, and joy. And you certainly have two prosperity angels and lots of resources coming your way. So that's important.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And your third angel is Raphael, healing and compassion. So,
oh, yeah.
I feel like there's some healing coming into your life also.
Great.
Your affirmation is, I am prosperous now.
Yeah, that's a good one. I am prosperous now.
Yeah, yay, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I see good things coming for you. I see, I see a new relationship coming for you.
Is that right?
Yeah. Did one just end or something?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Not good that it ended, but A better one coming. Yes, that wasn't working for you. And I don't know, one that gets you out more. You've been stagnant, and you need to, you're expressing through your painting, but you have to get out and be more social, and so you're going to have that kind of a person coming into your life.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
All right. Now, the next thing we want to do is we want to talk about the angels in creating, increasing creativity is what it is. How do angels increase creativity? My goodness, I'm having trouble talking here. Celestial beings can help people to cultivate innate gifts as well as enhance artistic talents. They motivate individuals to explore their abilities to reach creative potential. Angels will present innovative ideas and generate opportunities to acquire the skills necessary for attaining success. And that's something I think is important. That if you ask your angels to help you acquire the skills necessary, they will be more than willing to do that. This is such a good time for your angels to be there for you. Let them love you. Let them be there for you. And again, our key words are intention, creativity, and focus. Our affirmations are, I have new exciting ideas. I am artistic and creative. I have exceptional abilities. I am using my special gifts, and I have inborn talent. Another affirmation that I really like is, I have many, many wonderful friends. Isn't that exciting? I have many wonderful friends. Don, are you there?
I'm here.
I need a break.
You got it.
From romance to finance, if your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the Angel First Aid techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334. That's 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment.
Okay, here we go with another affirmation. I am hopeful and focused. I am hopeful and focused. Boy, doesn't that say a lot. Hopeful, focused. All right. And we have another remedy. This remedy is called Angelic Solutions and how to make obstacles disperse in your life. So if you think about walking towards a clear pond and you ask Blake, the angel of comfort, to help you, she's going to give you a new perspective on your obstacles or your problems to either being creative or your problems to your career. And what you do is you just see this clear pond, and then you take your problems as if they are in your hand, and you throw them in. And you actually, while you're doing this visualization, angelic solution, while you're doing this visualization, you actually throw them in. So you think of your hand throwing in your distress, throwing in your lack of prosperity, throwing in your fear about relationships, or whatever it is. Throw in your lack of creativity, because you may not think you are creative. So if things aren't working really well, just throw them in. Throw them into the into that pond. And again, make that motion with your hands. Get them out of your system. And then, after you're all finished, you ask Blake, that angel of comfort, how to make things better for you. And just listen quietly, and she will help you. She will give you the ideas, the inspiration to make things work for you in a happier, healthier, more successful way. Again, Blake will give you a new perspective. That's what you need, a new perspective, so that whatever was troubling you before can be changed in a most incredible way. Another affirmation that I love, and we talked about it earlier, is I am a mighty money magnet. Visualize yourself as a very strong magnet pulling in the money, and feel it right against your chest and right against your arms and, you know, right on your body, because you are the magnet and you are pulling it in. And pull in larger bills, pull in $100 bills, pull in big checks. You know, be that magnet and just feel them coming towards you. I am a mighty money magnet. And as with any affirmation that we said today, you say them before you go to bed at night. You say them when you wake up in the morning. Those are the best times, although they can be repeated any time during the day. And I am a mighty money magnet with enthusiasm. I have financial security with enthusiasm. I have a new exciting career, if that's what you're looking for. Someone out there is, and that's what the angels wanted me to say. I have a new exciting career. Maybe Julia should be repeating that one. And I am truly appreciating life. If you are truly appreciating life, and if you are in present time, life is going to be so good for you. So my prediction for this year is that everyone is going to be more prosperous. That's what my angels are saying. And if you want to reach me for more private and personalized attention, my 800 number is 800-323-1790 in the States and 604-201-334 outside of the States. And I just want to wish everyone a really, really happy, healthy, prosperous new year. 2006 is the best it's going to be. ¶¶
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.